Hey there, fellow explorers. Welcome to the Possibility Flow. I'm Zoya, and I invite you to join our voyage to look at beliefs and experiences from new perspectives, free our authentic selves, and release our power to manifest magical possibilities. All aboard! It is common to hear people say that they are open-minded. But what does that really mean? We may say we're willing to expose ourselves to new things or ideas. We may go farther and entertain them for ourselves. What if, beyond the concept of an open mind, we also opened our hearts to truly see a person or a situation? Is that too much for us? Maybe the truth is that we use the term to make us sound more flexible than we really are. Unwilling to truly explore our definition of what having an open mind could really mean and how it could enable us to grow beyond insecurity, beyond fear, and beyond ourselves. Limitations. This is our focus of meditation today. Begin to notice the natural rhythm of your breath. Notice how your heart beats and how these two things are bringing you into this moment, allowing you to be so that you may be present for this moment. Feel the air flowing into your lungs and providing you life. And with your next breath, inhale deeply and allow your lungs to expand and release. With your next breath, inhale and allow your breath to travel down past the seat of where you are and into the earth, grounding you and providing you the safety and security that you need, that is always there, but now with your awareness. Breathe and release. Spend a few moments allowing yourself to feel grounded. Even when we hear people's stories, do we accept them as we hear them? Do we understand that with every story, there is a context and a nuance that helped it to come to be? do we understand that with every story, there is a heartbeat and a breath behind it. It is more than just words. It is more than what we may perceive it to be. And while it is important to see things at times at face value, it is also important to understand the foundation from which a story is built, a perspective from which it's lived. Or do we make assumptions and project our own meaning into what we see and hear? While it is important to learn to trust ourselves and see, to perceive, comprehend, and learn to filter what is good for our best selves, it is also important to understand that there is often more to a story than what we project on to the story itself. How do we move beyond what seems to be a complexity? How do we bring balance to our intuition, perception, and being open-minded to hear and receive? Do we ask questions to understand the thoughts and the feelings behind the stories that we hear or are told? It is at times easier to build our own story about what we learn than to embrace the challenge that may help us to expand our way of thinking. Is it easier to sit within the comfort of our limited, conformative way of thinking and being than to ask these questions and be willing to challenge our perception, which to our subconscious mind may mean safety? Our subconscious serves to try to protect us. But when we bring mindfulness to the conscious mind, we can teach our subconscious to explore and be willing to hear with an open mind and an open heart. To be willing to see beyond our limitations. Breathe and release. Is our issue with others not who we point them to be, but that their way of being challenges us to look more deeply within ourselves? Do we rest more in judgment than exploration? Inhale and release. Who is someone or a situation that has seemed to challenge your concept of being open-minded? See them standing before you. See them sharing who they are, whether it be to you directly or something that you observed from a distance. What is your initial response? Which feelings does this cause to rise within you? Breathe into it, experience it, and allow it to be. We all have times when our perceptions of ourselves are challenged. And in many times, it is through how open we are willing to be. Not open or more open than we expect ourselves to be. This is an opportunity to understand ourselves and to expand our truth for who we are and how we can expand also into our reality. To learn to bring new things in that may help us to grow. This does not mean that we must adopt that which we witness and see. It simply means that we have better understanding and maybe can discover ways where we can grow that we'd otherwise ignored. Every challenge that comes into our lives can be a catalyst for growth and deeper self-understanding. See this person or this situation. What is it about this that challenges you? Look beyond your own stories, beyond your own concept of self. Are you willing to open your heart so that you may see beyond the lens of conformity? Inhale and release. And with the next breath, see your heart center, your heart chakra, beginning to glow green. See it moving very slowly, clockwise. Do you feel any resistance to this? Do you feel as though you do not want your heart to open beyond where it is? If so, this is simply your truth, and it is your truth to hold. Are you willing to allow your heart to open so that you may see? Or is your heart moving freely, your energy flowing? Observe the state of your heart energy. Breathe into your heart and say, "My heart is my truth, and if I so choose, it can open to allow my mind to be open, for they are one with one another, in sync, in solidarity, and whole." With the next breath, turn your attention to this person or situation again. See them through the lens of your heart. Ask into the person or situation, "What are you trying to tell me? What can I learn about myself?" I say I am open-minded. It is my desire to be truly so. With the power of my heart to see beyond the story, to see beyond my perception, and to see into the heart of the truth. It is my desire to be open-minded, not only in name, but in how I walk and how I breathe, and finding balance through my intuition to be able to see and experience, so that I may learn how I can expand and discover new possibilities for the power of me. Inhale and release. Sometimes when we discover that we are not acting and living in the way that we define ourselves, we'll feel the experience of guilt for not being in alignment with who we say we are. This feeling of guilt can keep us trapped from moving on and healing and adopting the truth we wish to live. If you are harboring these emotions of guilt, the feeling and the thoughts, say to yourself, I give myself grace for learning and am grateful that I have the power to shift. I appreciate my willingness to learn and grow. With the next breath, inhale and release the guilt. I am willing to see and grow. I am willing to see beyond my perception and receive that every challenge that enters my life, I call in to help me expand and understand who I am. See the person or situation again. With your release of guilt and alignment of your heart and mind, how do you see them now? Are you now willing to see beyond your perception, beyond your conformity, and step into a new truth of being open-minded and open-hearted, to see their truth, its truth, beyond the surface? Ask, why did you come in, and what am I to learn? Inhale and release. Breathe and allow yourself to receive new possibilities. Allow yourself to feel gratitude for yourself, for the person, and/or the situation, for your willingness to look is a testament to your growth. I am open-minded. I am open-hearted. And I am willing to see beyond my own perception and projection, and to learn more about me. I am willing to consider greater things for my reality that are beyond what I've previously seen. I am the power of my own truth. I have an open mind and an open heart, and I receive in balance with my intuition and my truth of me. Breathe and release. You